Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guests, the Hunter Sisters, Dr. Tammy and Dr. Stephanie.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Larnay. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I'm laughing already because I'm sitting here with the Hunter Sisters and Mark, of course. So, you know, it's interesting. There's so much we could talk about, and I can't wait to dig into our conversation with both of them. We've titled this show No One's Perfect because it's a great title, but it also happens to be the title of our guest's show. They have a show. The Hunter Sisters have a show, and it's called No One's Perfect. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But as I was reflecting on the No One's Perfect, I was thinking a couple things. I was thinking that there are people that have read my book, The Little Dog That Could, and have suggested that I should write another one. And people that know me and know my life and know my dad suggest that I should write a story about my dad and I, which is really interesting. And I've withheld writing anything about my dad because, actually, I take that back. I wrote something for what was going to be one of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and then that book was never ended up being made. So maybe that story wasn't supposed to go in yet, because I have to say that I haven't really gotten to the point where I totally understand the relationship between my dad and I, to be able to do it justice with the big ahas. But the ahas are coming. And here's a really interesting quick example. My father kept telling me that I wasn't perfect, and that was a bad thing, that I didn't sing well, that I couldn't sing like this person, or I couldn't do this, or I couldn't do sports, and I couldn't, and he kept saying how I was just like the most imperfect child. And I never made this correlation until today, that was something my father taught me. But at the same time, he also taught me this, and that is that one day he took me to an exhibition of Italian art, and there was this chandelier called Capodimonte that is made in a particular part of Italy, and I looked at it. It was absolutely beautiful. It was very ornate, not my style, but it was absolutely beautiful, but it was crooked in certain parts. And I remember saying to my dad, why would anybody want that? It's crooked. And my dad went into this whole thing about how that's made by somebody, by hand. And it's that guy learned how to make that over the years, probably learned it from his grandfather. And he makes it close to perfect. But if it were perfect, then it would look stamped out. And any machine can make anything stamped out. But if it looks like it's been made by hand, especially if it has, then it's got its own unique quality. And that is an artisanal thing. And that's very special. And I never put the two together, that there was this dichotomy that something that's not perfect is actually special, and how he wanted me to be perfect. And so, interesting, I'll be thinking about that. I think we'll all be thinking about that. But we'll be digging into that and so much more when we dig into the conversation with the Hunter Sisters, Dr. Tammy Hunter and Dr. Stephanie Hunter-Jones, on later on, with our musical guest, Larnay, live on The Life Changes Show after this.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark Legere.
Your monologue called to mind kintsugi.
Kintsugi?
Which is the Japanese art that is repaired with gold.
Oh, right.
And,
right.
And actually honored for the experience that comes with that piece. And rather than hiding it, it puts it back together. It gives it an entirely new life with honoring the repair.
So and they're more expensive more.
Yeah, it's actually, that translates to golden joinery.
Wow. Thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you for saying that. So that's a topic all on its own, and I'd love to explore that more. And we'll be doing some exploring right now. We've got some dynamic, empowering, informative, and feisty.
Wait, you left out beautiful.
Couple and beautiful. Couple of ladies and funny, and I could just keep going. One is the Mind Doc,
yes.
And that is Dr. Tammy,
yep.
And she is a nationally recognized expert in her field of clinical hypnosis, and she's got a doctorate in philosophy and with a PhD in metaphysical science, and we can go on. And then Dr. Stephanie is known as the Sex Guru, and she's a clinical psychologist, and she holds a PhD in human sexuality and a master's in clinical psychology, and you may have read, or she's been featured in Playboy, People Magazine, Time Magazine, Playboy, I should say, as her writings have been featured in Playboy.
How do you know that?
Well, you know what? I do. And here they are.
Okay, so see, he's assuming.
Dr. Tammy Hunter and Dr. Stephanie Hunter Jones as the Hunter Sisters.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
We have more degrees inside than outside.
Yeah, it's hot out there.
Well, actually, we had to write down what all we had, because I lose track. Okay, so I do sex, porn, and love addiction.
We have had a good time so far, and the show hasn't officially started yet. And it's interesting because some simple questions have led to some really profound understandings, including the monologue. Mm-hmm. And I started with asking you two, have you always been this connected mm-hmm. with each other?
And the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Raised in a traditional Southern, we're from Dallas, mm-hmm. Household. There's three siblings. It's Stephanie, then me, and then we have a younger brother. We're not close. I think I was closer to Stephanie mm-hmm. and I was closer to my brother mm-hmm. than the two of you, but
right.
none of us were ever.
Mm-hmm. And as I was explaining before, I feel and believe it was from our family dynamics. Our father was verbally, emotionally, and physically abusive. He was a mm-hmm. rageaholic. And my mother, for 40 years or more, mm-hmm. has been an addict. So when you put children in that environment, mm-hmm. it's sort
along of, with religious abuse.
Right, severe religious abuse. So when you put children in that environment, they sort of have to fend for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common that mm-hmm. they don't bond mm-hmm. with their siblings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we were very blessed that then when we became women, that we were able to look back and see mm-hmm. what the truth, you know, mm-hmm. and not be in the denial that unfortunately we feel our brother lives in regards to the childhood, but mm-hmm. see what was really happening, and we've been able to bond even mm-hmm. stronger.
Right.
You know, can we mention that? Because I reference in our workshops that we do and that kind of thing where some siblings learn a certain behavior and some siblings go the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
How do we...
Yeah.
Delicately say this.
Sure. Well, delicately. Stephanie
yeah.
and I chose to further our education.
Mm-hmm.
In all honesty, with our two lives, Stephanie's and mine, and then our brother's, we're doing the same thing.
Mm.
It's just in a different
mm.
way. We're managing our emotions,
yes,
but we're doing it in a healthy way. And
mm.
he's doing his emotions, but it's in an unhealthy way. So we're still, the three of us
that's
are doing that. Yeah,
right.
We're still,
that's a good point.
We're still focusing
mm-hmm.
on all the BS that we grew up with.
That was
okay.
Very delicate. Actually, very eloquent.
And good. Put that well.
Yeah. And you doing it in a constructive way, not only mm-hmm. constructive for yourselves and each other, mm-hmm. but constructive then also because you help clients with these same mm-hmm. issues.
Right. Well, we're both in private practice. We both have mm-hmm. successful practice.
And, mm-hmm. and as you know, everything in the world is self-reflection, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. So your clients are you.
That's yeah. absolutely right.
And yes. you are doing therapy on you yeah. because yeah. as you're telling your client something, you're thinking, holy crap, that's me that I'm talking about.
Yeah. And that's why I mentioned earlier, too, you can't take a client any further than you have gone mm-hmm. yourself.
Right. And that's why I choose not to see clients for chemical addiction.
Chemical addiction and also for me, extreme anger and rage. Mm-hmm. Because what does that do for me? It rips the Band-Aid mm-hmm. off. I'm not fully there yet. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not fully there yet.
So. You know, speaking about not fully there yet, this is weird even to me that we've wanted you, Dorothy mm-hmm. has wanted you all on the show for a long time. Mm-hmm. I told you this.
Right.
And that... Then we tried at one point and you weren't able to, and then you know we lost track of each
right.
other, and
mm-hmm.
and here we after all this time mm-hmm. you end up being on the show today now mm-hmm. could y'all talk about what today is?
Yeah, well, today is actually the 12th anniversary mm-hmm. of our father's passing, and believe it or not, let me give you just a brief example of what our life was with our dad. So our dad was not speaking to either one of us for years before he passed. We tried to reach out to him, both of us on the phone. He saw it was us. He hung up on us. It was a few weeks later on his deathbed. He had hours to live. He asked for us to speak with him. We did. And he actually said something to me that changed my life. He said, in regards to him being a father, that's how he behaved is all he knew how to do. He didn't know anything else.
He said, I did the best I knew
that
how to do.
He did the mm-hmm. best he knew how to do. Mm-hmm. And I thought that changed my life, even because I'm a mm-hmm. parent. And I think that's right. Now, was he right in his actions? No. Does he need to be excused in his behavior? Absolutely not. But it put in perspective. It actually helped me. It pushed me towards forgiveness. It really did.
And for me, it has made me realize that forgiveness is a journey. It's mm-hmm. not a destination.
That's right.
Because there have been times that I've had compassion towards my father and remember that mm-hmm. moment and this and that. And then there are times that I'm very angry
yeah.
for the pain that mm-hmm. he caused mm-hmm. me
That's
that
right.
I had to overcome. So I have to remember that it's a journey mm-hmm. and not a destination.
That's right.
And also, it reminded me that humans are complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not black and white.
Mm-hmm.
In
right.
many ways, my dad was a good man. He was a hard
That's
worker.
Right.
We never did without.
That's right.
He instilled in us the what hard work, the importance of working hard and don't rely on anyone else. You have to do it yourself. So in many ways, he was a good man, but he
just
fell short.
You know what else I think he helped us with? Because I think that as far as character goes, Stephanie and I possess integrity.
Yes, and so did he. On some levels, yeah.
That's right. That's
he
exactly
did.
Right.
If he said
That's
he was going
exactly
to do
right.
something, by God, one way or the other, he
yeah.
would do it.
Whether it was good or bad.
Whether it was good or bad. Whether it was good or bad. That's right. That's right.
And wow. that's so funny that we're sitting here talking about him.
I know.
He's probably here right
well,
along with us.
Actually, you know, I wrote it down. I wrote down when we were talking earlier, you said, mm-hmm. Stephanie, you know what? He would have been proud mm-hmm. of us.
Yes. That's right. He would have.
Yeah. Well, I think he was proud of us, but he didn't know how to show it.
He didn't know how to show it, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you something else. My parents, they weren't born with a silver spoon in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They were born with a silver foot up their butt. I mean, they came from
big old
nothing.
Silver one.
Yeah.
Texas style.
Texas style. Yes. I mean, from the time my dad was 13, he was running away from home constantly. Mm-hmm. He joined the Army at 17 just to get away from home. Mm-hmm. My mother got pregnant with
teenage
him at
marriage.
16. So both of them came from extreme poverty. Mm-hmm. Neither finished high school. And so they didn't, it's not like they felt their choices in life were so limited. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I know for an absolute fact, even though sometimes I'm angry at him, I know for a fact he would be so proud of us mm-hmm. and what we have
wow.
achieved.
Yeah. Wow.
He would
have. On this, the anniversary of his death.
That's right.
This is amazing to me. And listening to the two of you continue to process this is also very healing for me, and I'm sure for many people out there. Thank you for doing this in front of us. You two do this. You've done this before. All right, so when we come back, we'll be talking more of who knows what with the Hunter sisters. This is amazing so far. And a little later on, live music here in the studio with Larnay, all on the Life Changes show after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Get a word in.
Oh, are we back? We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark and with the dynamic, empowering,
beautiful,
fabulous, funny Hunter sisters, Dr. Tammy Hunter and Dr. Stephanie Hunter Jones. Mm-hmm. And there are so many places we could go because you work with so many different kinds of people mm-hmm. at, with different issues. Yeah. And then you also touch on so many things. And so I want to go take us back to the very first question I asked you wasn't that. Why did you both go into therapy? Mm-hmm. And then you started to, I don't know. And then where did you end up, Tammy?
Oh, actually, it was, I gave this answer that I thought was right. But then when you brought up our dad, that's why I thought, that's the reason that our family life, this is why we do
what we do. The way we grew up is why we did it.
Yeah.
And I was jokingly sharing with one of our clients that we share, because we share a lot of clients. She was leaving one day with her boyfriend, and she goes, "Do y'all sit around and talk about our problems?" I said, "No, we sit around and talk about our own problems, because we have a lot." And sometimes I am so sick of doing therapy on each other that there's nothing else to do but drink.
and so it looks like you've chosen the better of the two mm-hmm. options, or maybe a little of both. I don't know. Who do we start with?
Dr. Stephanie? I'll start with my practice. I specialize in, I'm a clinical sexologist, and I do mm-hmm. sex therapy, relationship counseling. I do alternative lifestyle and sexual behaviors. I work with sexual trauma and empowerment therapy. Now, for me, I wanted to not only be a traditional sex therapist, but it was very important for me to be the person for someone that has something that they couldn't go to everyone with. I handle all kinds of things. I work with couples and that are swingers or in open relationships. I work with people who have certain fetishes and they carry a lot of shame around that. So I take in the people that oftentimes other therapists have a hard time dealing with and they refer me. And that was what I wanted to do, is not to ever say no or shame anyone for their uniqueness in their sexuality. And not only that, guide them and teach them how to accept it and celebrate their sexuality for not being just like everybody else. You know, I have people that come in that have certain fetishes that they're afraid to even tell the person they're dating. They're ashamed. So I work with them and say, no, celebrate your uniqueness. It's about being special. So I guess the bottom line is healing sexual shame and being who we are as sexual beings and not have to be like everybody else. So that's what my practice is about. And I love working with my couples that are swingers, and I think they have the most wonderful and beautiful outlook on sexuality. I just think it's fabulous. So I'm very, I love my work. Oh yeah, no, we're not one to pass judgment on anybody.
We wouldn't have no friends.
You know, y'all should have a show.
We do.
Okay. And you, Tammy?
Well, for me, my clients, I would say most of my clients sit down and they have tried everything from medical to traditional therapy and nothing seems to work. And I always say, because you hadn't met me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have a degree in clinical hypnosis, a PhD in metaphysical science. I'm a certified hypnotherapist. What else do I do? Sex, love, and porn addiction. I see that a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people suffering from all of those. And what I do is I use the universe as a healing modality along with the conscious and unconscious mind. Mm-hmm. Because if my clients can come in and tell me what they're suffering from, we can relate it back to the childhood, right? Because the unconscious mind, which is your feelings, your emotions, your behaviors, your actions, is what's in my office. And I often tell them, this is the unconscious mind talking to me, okay? So the conscious mind is your reasoning, your logic. And so then they can kind of go back to the childhood and we can kind of work through issues that way. But, I mean, and with my practice, I do half of the session talk therapy. The second half of the session, we do hypnosis.
Her work is very powerful. Yeah. I refer her a lot of clients, especially for anxieties or fears. Right. She's incredible.
Actually,
one session with her is like 100 therapy sessions. It's extremely powerful.
Well, you know, it's funny because Dr. Tammy gets her clients pregnant. I have a joke that said, because I've actually...
What?
Yes. Dr. Tammy can get you pregnant, ladies.
Get you pregnant. Yeah, Dr. Tammy gets her clients pregnant. Because I've actually...
You just started to pan yourself after you said that.
You better explain.
Yeah, you must explain.
Yeah, no, I actually specialize in infertility.
Oh, infertility,
yes,
right.
And I've had a lot of women to get pregnant.
No. These are women that have been on the drugs, you know, the fertility drugs for years. Mm-hmm. These are women in their 40s that have tried for years. Three times with her, they're pregnant.
Right. Well, and you know what else I see is erectile dysfunction. I've seen where gentlemen cannot achieve an erection at all, and he takes it to the full extent after hypnosis.
And we all know what the full extent
is. Well, you ought to hear some of the hypnosis scripts going on in there.
I after the show, I want to hear what's going on in your heads that you're not saying. No, but and actually, one of the things that you're saying, and I think is actually important, and I actually think that you're both, in a sense, working on the same stuff, like whether somebody's embarrassed about something or whether somebody wants to work on something. Mm-hmm. Tammy, you said that it goes back to childhood and all that. Do you find that some of the ways that they are being or the ways that they think they need to be or want to be, once they are able to say it, either get healed or they don't need to be that way anymore or do that?
Well,
or they're happier to do it? Or how do you talk through that?
Okay, so this is a whole other show, but the conscious mind can actually override these unconscious emotions or fears or anxieties. This is how addicts do it. The conscious mind, okay, so.
Wait, this is how addicts do what?
Heal themselves, get better from the addiction.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Let's hear this.
The unconscious mind is the bully. Mm-hmm. Right? The conscious mind is the boss. The conscious mind can step in and say, enough. You're not doing this anymore. I don't want to live like this anymore. Finished. They're the boss. Now, the unconscious mind can come back in and say, oh, but don't you remember how good you felt? Because, oh.
Or how bad you felt. Right. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, the conscious mind would say, remember how bad you felt.
Okay.
And we don't want to go back to that.
So we feel we have a lot of wisdom, and we feel like we wanted to give to the multitude of people, not just, you know, the people that we see every day. Mm-hmm. So that's why we developed our show.
Your show.
YouTube.
That's right.
No one's perfect. Tammy, you got the bug from being on a reality TV show yourself.
Braxton's family.
Tony Braxton's Braxton Family Values.
Yeah. I got bit by the bug.
So you did that, and then you say, we got to do our own thing, and here you are. So what are some of the topics that you help people through in your show?
Pretty much everything that we specialize in our practice.
Right.
As I was explaining, it was our hope to sort of enlighten and sort of empower people.
Empower people.
And educate them through our wisdom. And we just pick a show, and every Friday, it's a different topic. We wanted to offer this for people that perhaps lived in an area where they couldn't get therapy or they didn't have access to the, you know,
or seeking therapy outside the traditional.
Right, because we are non-traditional.
Setting. We are non-traditional.
Well, you are.
Yes. Non-traditional.
Newsflash.
Yes, newsflash.
Yeah, we are.
First and foremost, it was our legacy.
That's right. That's our legacy.
And we often tell ourselves, this is for one day, if we ever have grandkids, they can look at our show and see us at our age and know that it's okay not to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not supposed to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like
That's
you
right.
said, mm-hmm. you're actually a piece of art when you're...
That's right. You see, what society does is teaches us to strive for perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
But in reality, nothing is perfect and no one is perfect.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about things that we would one day want to talk to our grandchild if they were in their 20s or 30s and say they had a fetish or they were So we talk about things in a loving, open way so that in case. And what is so interesting about this is our largest audience are males between the age of 25 and 34.
Really?
And that's what we were so shocked because that's what we kind of told ourselves we wanted to tell our grandkids at around that age.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our biggest audience.
Mm-hmm. You know, young men and definitely women, they want to talk about these things. I think to myself how lucky I am to have the people that I have in my life, that whether it's therapeutic or just because I want to talk to a friend or something, I could probably find anybody in my life to talk about anything with.
Right, right.
And feel safe and all that. Anything. Now, that's what you seem to be providing.
That's right, because your existence is not the norm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you mean my personal?
Right.
Wait.
Wow, there's a whole other show.
We're going to go to the version.
seeing something.
So I hear.
No, your circumstances are not the norm.
Right.
And
the
that's
fact
why
that I can talk. Right.
And that's why we're in practice.
That's
because it's not typical of someone that can be who they are, celebrate who they are, talk about what they want.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they have a lot of shame regarding who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, right.
I have had clients that weren't even able to say their fetish. I had to guess it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, how... And, of course, as soon as I hear it, I always make very light of it. How ridiculous. I mean, come on, is that it? Because, really, is that it? I mean, you know, so there's so much shame, unfortunately, surrounded.
The Hunter Sisters. We'll be back with a little bit more time with them when we come back. But you could check them out at huntersisters.com, huntersisters.com. And they each have their own websites, and we have a couple articles about them, and you can find them on Facebook and all that. If you go to lifechangesshow.com, you'll find the page on the Hunter Sisters and see all their links and learn more about them. But huntersisters.com is the is where you could find out about them more. You could start your search there, and you can also learn about the show. They're definitely on YouTube as they're on YouTube as something. Well, the Hunter Sisters. Hello.
No one's perfect. See?
The
no
Hunter
one's
Sisters,
perfect.
No one's perfect. And when we come back, we'll have a our Ask Dorothy segment, and also...
Do we get to Ask Dorothy?
Yeah, no. She's already been asked. And then live music here in the studio with our musical guest, Larnay, all on the Life Changes show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guests, the Hunter Sisters. But before we get back to them, I have something exciting I want to share on behalf of all of us here at the Life Changes Show. Over the past 10 years, you've heard me every week interviewing, well, and Mark too, some fascinating guests like tonight, and introducing so many great musicians like tonight. During that time, many of you have let us know how much you have appreciated what we do and have asked how you could help support the show, and we've never asked for anything. But now we are set up to do some very exciting things and are ready to accept your support. For the past several months, we have been developing a new Life Changes show. We call it Life Changes Live. This new format is truly a show like you've never felt before. It's multi-reality. Let me explain what that really means. Multi-reality combines all of the elements of our radio show. We'll still have authentic, life-changing guests and live musicians, but the new show introduces new segments and will be filmed in front of a live studio audience. The best part is that the show will be shot in 360 immersive virtual reality in a dome with visuals and soundscapes like you've never experienced, and will be streamed in virtual reality all over the world. Life Changes Live resurrects classic variety talk show formats of the past, like the Johnny Carson Show, but with technology and a futuristic twist that has never been possible until now. We invite you to be part of something truly groundbreaking on many levels, and we are asking for your support in making Life Changes Live a multi-reality. Co-create this show with us, break ground with us, and be part of something new, fun, and positively life-changing. Help us bring the past and future into the now by going to our Patreon page and supporting us in any way you can. As a thank you, we have created some exclusive rewards for our listeners who become our patrons. So become a Life Changes patron at Patreon, that's patreon.com/Life Changes. Or just go to our website and find our Patreon link there at lifechangesshow.com. And thank you so much to all of you, period, and to all of you that become patrons. So that's exciting, and that's a first. We've never made that announcement before. And you two are definitely a first. I want to say to you two beautiful ladies that I know there's been talk about me being on your show. I would love it. I'm awesome. Officially saying, but I'm going to do on your show what you did on ours.
Yeah, look beautiful.
So with that in the remaining couple of minutes, so you've shared so much, and most of all, you've shared how your openness and your ability to be you and be comfortable and helping other people be comfortable, right? So thank you for that. And now each of you share something that we can all take home with us and think about.
Okay. I guess for me, I would tell someone, if you want to improve your sex life, if you want to be more sexy, there's nothing sexier than being comfortable and that being who you are, like comfortable in your own skin. When someone is comfortable in their own skin or accepts themselves of who they are, we want to have sex with them because people That's right. want to feel that way too.
I want to have sex with who you're describing.
Yeah.
You see it work. The miracles.
All right.
So that would be my takeaway. Start accepting yourself. And you can do that because people are like, how can I do that? You can begin with having compassion for yourself. Compassion for what you might see as flaws and turn it around as your greatest asset.
Nice.
That's right. Well, and for me, I mean, I don't have anything planned, but when I see Dorothy, it brings up one thing that I see in my practice. And I would say on 100% of my clients, and it's I'm not good enough. And it takes me back to when I saw Dorothy, and I was suffering from the same thing, right? That I'm not good enough. And for who? For who? Who is this person or society that I'm creating this in my mind? You are good enough. You are good enough, and you gotta own it.
That's right.
Wow. Well, you heard it from the Hunter Sisters. Go to huntersisters.com to learn more about them, or go to our lifechangesshow.com page on the Hunter Sisters and see all of their links there. And catch their show on YouTube. It's the Hunter Sisters, No One's Perfect.
Yay!
Thank you both so much, Dr. Tammy Hunter and Dr. Stephanie Hunter-Jones.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. You're both fabulous. Thank you so much. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment. Mark?
Yes, we do. Dear Dorothy, my name is Kara, and I live in West Hollywood. I received a job offer during an interview for my dream job. They were supposed to send me a formal letter by Friday of last week, and when I called them because it hadn't arrived yet, they said that they had some unexpected stuff come up that needed their immediate attention and that the day got away from them. I'm so ready to leave my current job behind and never think of it again. Should I be worried?
My dear Kara, worry is never an elegant choice. I've often shared that what we focus on expands. Worry is a form of fear, and when we choose to worry, we choose to create more fear in our emotional and mental bodies. This does not serve us. The way I and the concise Oxford Dictionary define worry is to give way to anxiety, let the mind dwell on troubles, fret. And since I know that our thoughts are creating our futures, choosing worry is not in our highest and best good. When I want something from someone, I simply declare great gratitude for whatever it is I desire. For example, in your situation, I would choose to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, universe, for this amazing new position. I've learned that when we want something, or hope for something, or wish for something to occur, we often push it away. This is what happens when we worry. When I want something from someone, I simply declare great gratitude for whatever it is I desire. For example, in your situation, I would choose to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, universe, for this amazing new position. I also lovingly suggest that you express gratitude for your present job, as it has provided you with monetary support, and that is something to truly be grateful for in this world. This would be a much better use of your energy and could help you obtain the new position. Let's be awake and aware of our thoughts, as I have learned from personal experience that I'm constantly co-creating my future with my thoughts, and having negative ones simply doesn't serve me. Worry is definitely a negative thought and one all of us can do without.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be back with our musical guest, Larnay, on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, the Hunter sisters. Joining us in the studio is a young lady who started out big right out of high school as Dorothy in The Wiz on Broadway, and then went on to have a starring role as well in the Ain't Misbehavin' Broadway tour. And she was a member of the Grammy Award-winning group Arrested Development. And, gosh, I can't. There's just so much. And I am so happy she's here. Welcome to the show, Larnay.
Thank you.
I have to give a shout out to Siri Satnam Singh for introducing us.
Yes.
And you know, the funny thing is that he introduced us, gosh, I don't know, I would say like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but it wasn't until this past, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago, where I saw you at one of his parties, and talk about, you said, oh wow, life changes. Let me tell you about life changes.
I did.
You did. And you said, you know, I left home to be Miss Big Broadway star at 18, I think, right?
Yes.
And you haven't been back to perform since.
And I'm going back August 18th, the first time to perform in my hometown of Omaha, Nebraska.
That's amazing.
And I'm so excited, and I'm taking Mr. Ian Martin, who is my bass player.
Welcome, Ian. Yeah.
Yes. And so I'm nervous. No, I'm not nervous. I'm excited.
Excited.
Yes, because everything is in divine order. So, yes.
So, and you said you're busy getting ready for that show, and you're also recording a new album and all that stuff. And I said, oh, it'd be so great to have you before you go, because that's so exciting. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
But I'm also, I just like, how did you go? Talk about life changes, like, because you're this, then you're that, then you went and produced, then you became a, you know, so, and now you're, you just keep adding and developing, and like, what's driving you through all this?
It's like you said, life changes. I've come to the point in my life that I realize that change is inevitable.
Nice.
And I'm ahead of change.
Nice.
In order for it to be, for me to benefit from it. Because if I lay off and stay and not make changes, then I'm stuck somewhere. Mm. So I decided, even the things that are not good for me, that I feel that aren't good and doesn't feel good in my body when they're happening. Mm-hmm. I understand that these are changes putting me in position for a better place that I'm supposed to be, moving me out of that position so that I can get to where I'm supposed to be. And Dorothy said something about worry. At the top of this year, I made a vow that I no longer would worry, no longer would stress, and everything is going to happen. It's going to happen anyway. So it's your reactions to the happenings that causes stress and worry. If you think about it negatively, everything's positive to me. Life is wonderful. Life is full of good changes, and that's the song I'm going to sing for you.
Dorothy's applauding you, by the way. I don't know if you saw that on the other side of the window. She's applauding you. We're all applauding you, actually. Yes, you are. So actually, the first song you're going to sing is, I love the name. It's
Happy.
And it's from, is this from your first CD? Like long time ago?
1998.
Wow.
When I was on.
Not that long ago, but
well,
I mean.
That's pretty good years ago. I was on Babyface's ex-wife's label, Tracy Edmonds' Yab Yum. And this is one of the songs I flew over to Peter Gabriel's studio in Wales and recorded my whole CD, stayed there a month, brought musicians over, and never left the premises, and came up with this project called Better Listen.
Better Listen. That's B-E-T-T-A, right?
Yeah, Better and listen. It's a plea, not a demand. So it's asking people to listen to some comforting lyrics with great melodies and life-changing messages.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Here is Larnay performing Happy from Better Listen, live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
The reason why I sing, 'cause I'm feeling happy. It's easier to sing when I'm feeling free. Yeah, I'm free and happy. The reason why I sing, 'cause I remember yesterday, sad and lonely, just sitting out in the rain. Didn't know how to make me feel okay. Those times when I was lonely, felt like I didn't want to be. But now I'm not alone. Found a home way deep inside of me. The reason why I sing, 'cause I'm feeling happy. It's easier to sing when I'm feeling free. Yeah, I'm free and happy. loneliness seem to drift away so fast. I believe that it takes some love to make things change. Hey, I remember those times when I was lonely, felt like I didn't want to be, but now I can really see I'll never leave that someone way deep inside of me. The reason why I sing, 'cause I'm feeling happy. It's easier to sing when I'm feeling free. Yeah, I'm free and happy. The reason why I sing, 'cause Ian Martin on bass.
Contrabass, or you'll take that. That's a big live bass in here. I'm a singer. I don't. That's not easy to do. I mean, that's like total duet between a bass and a singer.
It's a little sultry, huh?
Yeah, just amazing. And the energy between the two of you, you're like, I'm happy, and he's all smiling, and there's some happy going on. If you want to learn more about Larne, go to our Life Changes page on the Life Changes show, and we've got links for her there. She's on Facebook at Larne Music, and I'll spell that, LARNEAMusic.com, and I'm not good at .com, Facebook.com/LarneMusic. Can we say how your name was made?
Yes.
Go ahead. Let's use it.
Well, my name is Larne, and it's spelled LARNEA, and it's a mixture of my dad's name and my mom's name. My dad was Lawrence, and my mother was Velma.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but am I the only one that thinks that all the mom got was the A in there?
No, that's the story. And I said, Mommy, I was like, wait a minute. She said, I gave you the A.
Well, it's Larne, so, right. You know, it's a big A.
It's a big A, a long A.
It's a long A. Okay, so, you know, we also have posted this awesome video. Larne's got Universal Love going. This is her last CD.
Which Ian Martin is the producer on that
song.
Nice. That I sent you. That's his music.
Oh.
And that's why
I get it.
Yeah, he's the producer on three songs on that, three or four songs on that CD.
This is your sixth CD, right?
That is. And I'm actually working on my seventh, eighth, and ninth simultaneously. Three different genres.
What are the three genres?
I'm gonna do a house music CD.
Okay.
And I'm loving that one. Oh my gosh. And I'm doing a soul CD, like neo soul, kind of what I normally do.
Okay.
And then I'm doing a inspirational CD. with songs of healing.
We're going to have to talk again.
Yes.
And I look forward to it. I have to say, actually, you know, at the last party, I heard you sing Home from The Wiz. I mean, you brought that home. You know, people walking around like, she's singing that song. She sang it. And you did. Oh. That was very special. But we'll get to hear another song, actually. And this is from Universal Love, but it's called
Life. And he is also the writer on that as
Mr.
Ian Martin. I'd like to say about Ian Martin is a vegan chef as well as I am, but he's way far advanced than I am. He's amazing. So I'd like to just put that pitch out. And we want to also give his shout out to his. So people can find him. So.
When he opens that big base,
is that Chef Ian Martin? chefianmartin.com. Okay, let's vegan chef. Awesome. Well, wonderful. So it's funny, when I asked you what your second song is, you said Life Changes.
It's called Life, but I say Life Changes in there one time.
I can't wait to hear it. Okay. Well, here's Larnay, accompanied by Ian Martin, on a song that he wrote, actually.
We both wrote.
Oh, you both wrote?
I write lyrics, he wrote.
And he, okay, well, that you both wrote. From the Universal Love CD, here is Life, live here at the Life Changes Show at Studio NoHo.
Life is full of funny things. You never know what's gonna happen next. Just be prepared for anything. You know that God has given you the information. You are blessed. Don't deny it. Everything is right there. Try it. Hey, just one step at a time. My life, this life, oh life, what am I gonna do? Life, life, oh life, what do I do with this soul? One day we'll have months. One day I'll have lots of money. The next thing it was gone. Trying to pay these bills, you know we all came here regular. Just trying to make it through this maze called life. These changes make me stronger. Same time, I rode the bus, no car, no more. Just looking at life, these things make me understand this life. Life, oh life, oh life, what am I gonna do? So ever changing. One day we're on the top, clothes, cars, house, material things. But it took the losing, not by my choosing, to see that life, that real life, is not material things. It's just lessons. Life, oh life, oh life, what am I gonna do? This old life.
What am I gonna do? Life changes.
Larnay.
Wow.
And Ian Martin, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Did it always end Life Changes, or did you make
it? I put that on there just for you. I sure did.
Well, it works.
Because, hey, I keep that in there for now.
It works. It all works. It all works. The two of you together, I mean, that's awesome. Larnay and Ian Martin, this is so special. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I love being here. This was amazing. Loved hearing you all. Dorothy was great. This is really.
Yeah,
I love you guys.
Yeah. Thank you. We love you too.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Y'all can connect after. They're from Dallas. You're from Omaha?
Omaha, yeah. Originally, yes. Oh, but I left there 40 years ago. So I haven't been back in 40 years.
Well, you're going back. You're going back. Well, would love to hear how it all goes. Well, we already know. It's going to be awesome. So so with all of this, thank you for sharing like you have here. So go to Facebook.com/LarnayMusic and just get a load of what she's up to and enjoy. Or you can learn more about her on our website at LifeChangesShow.com. And of course, the Hunter Sisters, HunterSisters.com. What a pleasure. What a pleasure to have you all on the show. That's our show.
Awesome.
And with that, on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leger. And I, your host, Filippo Voltaggio. First thing we want to do is thank our technical director here at the show, Brent Hahn, for making us all sound so good here at Studio NoHo. And secondly, we want to say that as your life changes, oh, you're playing us out. You're so awesome, Ian.
I love it. We need
what
him.
Are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing
Why
next
should we
week?
Need both this of them?
Awesome.
We need it.
Oh, I don't want it to end. Now I really don't want it to end. Well, with that, if your life has changed, just like ours surely did, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.